This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here and bring up whatever you want. Coming up, a congressperson and some of his associates were shot today, apparently, at some kind of congressional baseball or softball game. Yes. Daryl has that story. It's Ian, Daryl, and Mark in the studio here as we continue. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and you can bring up anything you want. We were, just before we went away there for the news, we're talking about a story out of 10news.com San Diego, where a couple, age 72 and 62, Mark Vadimo and Christine Calvert, have been arrested and pled guilty to felony charges of animal abuse.
I'm surprised it was only two felony counts.
Well, I mean, they did have 170 Yorkshire Terriers, but I guess they decided they were going to go easy on them and only charge them twice.
And then after the pregnant dogs gave birth, there were 185 dogs, according to USA Today, that needed homes. And the Humane Society found homes for 168 of them.
Wow.
Three of them were euthanized because of poor health.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you have enough dogs,
that's gonna happen.
Three of them are going to die.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's only three of 170 that had poor health.
Given the way the home looked, there's pictures.
Yeah, there's a picture here, and it's just like, you know, imagine if somebody had a giant Beanie Baby collection from the 90s, but instead of Beanie Babies, all strolled about in one area of a living room.
It's dogs and a dirty mattress.
Yorkshire Terriers.
A Yorkshire Terrier.
That's a mattress.
On a dirty mattress.
Yeah.
Yuck.
The Terriers are on the mattress. The food is on the mattress. big bowls. And
it's
that's a only
mess.
A fraction of them. I mean, that's probably, what, a third of them, maybe?
Not
most?
Even.
I did not do a
head
count
yeah,
of
I mean,
the
that's,
dogs.
That's one room of dogs. This whole house was full of them.
The strangest part, and definitely, Ian, I want you to continue with the story that you have from News 10. And there's something that's just absolutely strange that USA Today points out that I'm not sure if it's covered in your article.
So what they do with these felony charges is basically they charge you with the they charge them with the felony, and then they give them the opportunity to essentially escape any kind of punishment by giving up the animals willingly.
Well, they're still going on probation and they're getting convicted of felonies, so there's a punishment there.
Yeah, I don't know what the probation provisions are, but it's unlikely that it's going to be the same as, I don't know, purse snatching or something.
Probation provisions tend to be fairly standard unless they're more restrictive, as I understand it, and the standard restrictions are pretty restrictive.
Well, didn't you say that they were prohibited from owning any more pets?
That's true.
That's usually what it comes down to, is essentially you don't get any more animals.
Oh, you're right, Mark. Vadimo and Calvert can apply to have the felony convictions reduced to misdemeanors after 18 months of successful probation. So I guess they can have it reduced after the fact.
And this is a pretty egregious circumstance of when I've seen the Humane Society called in. In most circumstances, it's not anything that's this cut and dry. You know, the reason this is a national story is because 180 Yorkshire Terriers.
Deputy District Attorney Kara Reedy said the Humane Society got a report in January from a concerned veterinarian about the condition of dogs that were being kept in an unsanitary dark room filled with feces, urine, and mice at the defendant's home. Now, come on.
And dogs.
How can they
it
have...
was also filled with dogs.
How can they have mice with 170 Yorkshire Terriers around? Are they that bad at killing mice?
Dogs aren't generally the things that kill mice. Cats kill mice.
Terriers are ratters by their nature, but
if you train them to do so.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just playing with the mice.
I'll tell you what, my mother's schnauzer, Sugar Butt, that little animal, she'd just go after any scurrying, furry thing.
And would she kill
or,
it?
Well, we never let her. I don't want her getting bit in the face by a rat.
Yeah. Good point.
Or maybe the terriers had realized that they could sort of domesticate the mice and were, you know, growing the mice for food. So they didn't want to kill all of the mice, because if you kill all of the mice, they can't reproduce to make baby mice for you to eat.
Officials from the Humane Society went to the home, but were initially denied entrance. A few days later, they were allowed in, and then 94 dogs were removed from the defendant's home between 6 and 8 hours, the prosecutors said. 29 dogs were subsequently taken from a restaurant the couple owned. Oh, my God. And
now I'm curious if they were
I'm just disgusted. You have to wonder. But also, what I'd like to know is, when was the last time the health inspector was actually in there? Because, you know, we're always told that the government's there to keep us safe from these, you know, restaurateurs who are supposedly doing naughty things. But they almost never actually, you know, show up and do anything meaningful. I mean, how,
right.
how
could you... Somebody did the math in New York City. If the health inspectors were to go to, you know, a certain number of restaurants every day, it would still take them several years before they went to do the whole every thing. Restaurant.
Yeah. So, you know, 29 dogs at a restaurant, how does that even... I mean, they're not going to be quiet. So, like, how were the customers not aware that there were a bunch of yipping Yorkshire Terriers in a nearby room, or, you know, being kept somewhere on the premises?
Just tell people there's a pet store on the other side of the building. Oh, yeah, there's a pet store over there. How can
Where?
I never find the entrance to that pet shop?
All of the dogs are 29. Okay, so 29 were in the back of the restaurant. Nearly 50 dogs were seized from the motor home when Ms. Calvert was arrested in February in Prim, Nevada. So apparently they went after her and caught her with 50 more dogs. All of the dogs that were seized from the home had health problems, including ear infections and severe matting. It was not clear why the couple had so many dogs in the residence. Because they're crazy.
That's the reason.
And Reedy,
you mentioned that she was picked up in Nevada. The article from USA Today says that she was fleeing the state of California, which is why she was in her motorhome in Nevada.
I'm curious as to how the jurisdiction worked on this, how they were able to go after her. Because this is one of the real problems is, you know, this farmer that I was speaking of that had the problems
with the... Well, fugitive from justice.
The Humane Society. I don't know. I mean,
she had
call
been
anybody.
Arrested in January.
Okay, then that might be the reason.
So,
it's part of the provision.
You know, you know, bail condition.
Even without an
something.
Arrest, she could have had a warrant out for her.
Right.
Well, so this farmer that I was dealing with that had the pig situation that had, you know, the problems with the Humane Society. Well, she can't have animals any longer in the state of New York.
Mm.
But what about the state of Vermont, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island? I mean, all these places are relatively close to each other. And best I can tell, there is simply no, you know, way, no mechanism for them stopping her, you know, from doing this, that, or the other thing.
Quote, it's just that they, the defendants, had some issues that got in over their heads, and we believe this is a good agreement for all, said the prosecutor. What's most important is these pets were saved and got help, and so will these defendants. We want to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
So you, at the beginning of the show, asked the question of, you know, how many Yorkshire Terriers can you fit into the house?
Well, apparently you can fit 50 into a motorhome.
46. It was 46. How big was the motorhome? Because your article doesn't mention that. USA Today does.
No, it doesn't say.
36 feet.
31-foot motorhome.
That's a big motorhome.
It's good size.
Yeah. What's a typical size?
I couldn't tell you. That's a typical size.
Yeah, okay. 31. Okay, because I was going to say the box truck that we traveled up here was a 26-foot box truck. So, and that was pretty big.
You're not living in it, though.
That's true.
Right, but, you know, you've got to figure part of this 31 feet is the driver's area. So, you know, like, could you imagine that box truck that you moved up in a decade ago packing 46 dogs into the back of?
That would be a
it's like
situation.
Basically you've just got dogs in the back of the truck.
You don't want them to run to one side of the motorhome, I can tell you that.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. I mean, Can you imagine how malnourished those dogs must have been? The amount of water you would need to have in order to, like, if you're traveling around with 46 dogs, I mean, you'd have to have a constant supply of water for them to drink. They'd be peeing all the time because it's enough to take one dog. I mean, Jazzy, the studio beast here, I got to take her out every 4 hours or so. She's an old girl. She needs to go outside. But, I mean, you'd never stop. I mean, the pee would just never stop.
Yeah, constantly just, taking dogs out.
You couldn't do anything. You couldn't possibly do anything. More coming up here, 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Ugh.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to dial toll-free and join us here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype in to join us. Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
And also, I do want to let you know about Dash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping the Dash network. Dash website is dash.org. You can go there. And then there's also another website, Mark, that you've been visiting a lot recently, which is Dash Force News.
Dash Force News, yes. They give you sort of daily stories on Dash. Yesterday's story I know we talked about is the first Dash vending machine in New Hampshire.
Did they cover that over at Dash Force News as well?
Because
I know that that story was originally posted to freekeen.com.
So okay.
It'd be nice to know if Dash Force News picked that one up.
Couldn't tell you. I'm not sitting on, I don't have a computer tonight.
But if you go to dashforcenews.com, you can see they're sponsoring an MMA fighter, Davis Dos Santos. He's going to be fighting at TKO 39, which is interesting. You know, the Dash community is smart because they're spending some of the Dash that's being mined into existence on promoting Dash. Because most cryptocurrencies, when the cryptocurrency gets mined, just goes into the pockets of the miners, and that's the end of that.
Yep.
They do whatever they want with it. But with Dash, I think it's, 10% goes into sort of a kitty, and then they vote on different proposals as to what to do with that money. And apparently they're doing things like sponsorships of fighters. It reminds me of the old Dogecoin race car way back in the day.
Was that a race? Yeah. Dogecoin? I thought that was a Bitcoin.
It was a Dogecoin race car.
No, there was Dogecoin, and then the Dogecoin also wound up funding the Jamaican bobsled team for the Olympics that one year as well.
That's funny.
So you can head over to Dash.org and find out why there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now and take control over your financial future today. That's Dash.org. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, the shooting that happened today at a congressional baseball or softball game of some sort. Daryl's got that story. But first up, it's Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening online. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's the annual congressional baseball game, which is still scheduled, as I heard, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. They play this game every year, a baseball game, the Democrats against the Republicans.
They play the real baseball?
Yeah, they play a baseball game, and some of the Republicans were practicing at a park in Alexandria, Virginia.
And I wouldn't think when it comes to baseball that the politicians would even have to practice stealing bases.
Well, anyway, now what happened? A guy. We know he's not a libertarian because he actually cared whether these congressmen were Democrats or Republicans. Hmm. Yeah, he asked somebody, one of the congressmen, "Are these the Democrats or the Republicans?" And got the answer, and then went out just shooting. And
so, who did he shoot? Were a Democrat? Was it Democrats or Republicans?
He shot and critically wounded a Republican congressman,
staffer,
and two U.S. Capitol Police. And you may recall on the 3rd of October of 2013, the U.S. Capitol Police brutally murdered Miriam Carey, that woman from Connecticut who made that wrong turn near the White House, and they chased her down. And now they're whining like crybabies because two U.S. Capitol Police got shot and wounded. And, that's the only good thing that happened about is that a couple of cops got shot.
Now, wait, you don't think it's a good thing that a politician got shot? Why do you give them the pass?
Because because all they're doing is babbling and scribbling. One of them makes a motion to amend a motion.
All they're doing is passing the laws and ordering the police to go do the thing.
Yeah, why don't you give them some responsibility for this? I mean, obviously the police are responsible for following bad orders, but shouldn't the people who've been giving
that... We also don't know if the two police that got shot were the same police involved in the shooting that Tom mentioned from October.
And I still don't know what happened to this Merriam person. I'm going to go down on record. Shooting's a bad idea.
You don't remember the story where the woman made a wrong turn and got blasted? She got blasted to death by the police.
I'd like to see for no reason. To see more.
And no charges were filed against those cops. And by the way,
she made a wrong turn. What you get in Washington, D.C.?
Members of Congress are entitled to their wrong opinions. The abolitionists went through this. It took them a while to figure out the correct...
Yeah, but the law is an opinion backed by a gun, and it's not just your average opinion. So those politicians know that their opinions are backed by guns. They know these men with badges are going to enforce the
laws
they
pass. Congress also has the purse strings, and so a person who pays for a hitman is as responsible for the hit as
totally
the person
agree.
Who does the hit.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom as we continue.
I guess I'm unsurprised that somebody feels threatened by the political process to the point that they feel they need to use violence. Mm. I mean, the political process is a threat. Now, as I understand it, this is a Bernie Sanders supporter.
That's what I've heard.
Which I find interesting that you've got a sort of an anti-gun guy supporter.
He's obviously not
using
anti-gun.
Guns to shoot the people that support people. I don't know that he is.
How can somebody who's anti-gun go on a shooting rampage?
People that are anti-gun are really only against other people having guns, not themselves.
Okay. Yes.
You know, that's
so I don't know anything really about the story. I saw the headlines. Is he dead? Did the cops kill this dude, or did he get taken into custody?
The gunman died after a shootout with police.
Got it.
Story that I have from New York Times says that a lone gunman was reportedly distraught over President Trump's election and opened fire on Republican members of the congressional baseball team at a practice field in the Washington suburb, using a rifle to shower the field with bullets that struck four people, including Steve Scalise, who's the majority whip of the House of Representatives.
I wonder if he was a Republican, he'd have been a better shot.
And, the New York Times here says he showered the field. Well, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that he fired five bullets across the entire field four things with five bullets?
I don't know.
Or does it mean that he just, randomly opened fire spraying across the field?
You got a man-sized target and a rifle? You should be hitting him.
We also don't know how far away he was. Was he in the outfield bleachers? Was he behind home plate?
Right.
Where was he? How far away?
Well,
was
presumably,
there anything in between?
Getting a rifle unseen into a baseball field has got to be a bit difficult.
I'm thinking he was outside of the field itself somehow, but that's just speculation.
Right. The article continues, President Trump, in a televised statement from the White House, condemned the, quote, very, very brutal assault, and said the gunman had died after a shootout with police. Law enforcement authorities identified the shooter as James T. Hodgkinson, 66 years old, from Belleville, Illinois, which is a suburb of St. Louis. Two members of Mr. Scalise's Capitol Police security detail were wounded as they exchanged fire with the gunman in what lawmakers described as several chaotic, terror-filled minutes that turned the baseball practice into an early morning nightmare.
The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We'll find out more coming up. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. Is violence the solution? We say no.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
If you want to get the latest news about Bitcoin, you should go over to news.bitcoin.com. Headline today, this one's a scary one for Mac users. Looks like there's now Mac ransom. You know, the ransomware scourge that's been going around the internet, which has mostly been affecting Windows users. They always said that Macs don't get viruses. Well, apparently sometimes they do.
Oh, yeah.
And now there's a Mac ransomware, which, if it's anything like the rest of the ransomware, will lock up your computer's files with encryption and then demand a Bitcoin payment in return for letting you back into your files, supposedly. So you want to learn more about that?
I imagine they do.
It depends. Sometimes they'll ask you for more.
Once you pay up once, they'll say, yeah, okay, maybe you'll pay a second time.
Wow.
So anyway, you want to learn more about that, head on over to news.bitcoin.com. And over at bitcoin.com, they've got a lot more than just news. There's also basic information about Bitcoin. So maybe you're brand new to Bitcoin. You want to learn about it? Well, price is down about $400 today, so
it's a buying opportunity.
It might be a good time to buy some, and bitcoin.com can definitely hook you up with how to purchase Bitcoin. They can get you a Bitcoin wallet. There's a whole bunch of them that they will link it over to there at bitcoin.com. And again, that's bitcoin.com. We can talk more about the congressional baseball game. Baseball, not softball, huh?
Baseball, and this was practice, not the actual game.
But game's tomorrow.
Game is tomorrow.
And they haven't put it off. They haven't postponed.
According to Tom, the caller, they're still going ahead with the game tomorrow.
Interesting. Even though somebody was just shot, multiple people actually shot at this practice, and I presume that was early this morning.
About 8 o'clock is the first report that I saw of anything, so, would have happened a little bit before that.
We'll tell you more about that on the way here, but let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark. Hello, Sarah. Sarah in New Mexico, going once. Sarah in New Mexico.
Red light camera got your tongue? Did you get run over by a car while walking down the sidewalk?
There's probably some sort of technical difficulty.
Unlikely it's her.
On the other side. So we'll see what happens there.
She's a vigilant caller.
She is. So our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So this morning, four people shot, including two Capitol Police officers.
Correct.
One congressperson, a majority whip of the Republican Party. So I guess that
that's
means he's somebody,
there.
Right? Like, that's a big deal.
Right, he's the person that's basically just below the majority leader. Mm-hmm. That you go around and you make sure everybody follows the party voting. This is how we're voting today, son.
Yep.
Did they ever have a whip back in the day? Because I know, in New Hampshire, they let them have swords and stuff.
But they still have a whip, not a sword. They don't call the person the house sword. They call them the house whip.
That's what I'm saying. Did they actually have a whip?
I don't know.
Back in the day.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, this dude got shot, and apparently it was a Bernie supporter, allegedly, who did the shooting. He's dead after a shootout with the Capitol Police. So,
correct.
Was there more that you wanted to share about this story, Daryl?
There's definitely more to this article. I'm not sure, necessarily how much is pertinent per se to further any discussion, but they do say that Mr. Scalise was taken to MedStar Washington Hospital, was listed as critical condition by mid-afternoon, had been struck in the hip, according to a witness. Tim Slater, who's a special agent in charge of the FBI's Washington field office, said investigators were, quote, exploring all angles, end quote, but could not comment on a motive. Asked whether the shooting was an assassination attempt, he said, it's too early in the investigation to say one way or another.
Well, wasn't this dude allegedly asking if there were Republicans or Democrats? Wasn't there something
That's
about that?
That's what the caller, Tom, had said.
It doesn't sound like a well-planned assassination attempt.
Yeah, it sounds like an assassination to me.
Have to know who you're assassinating to some extent?
No, I don't think so.
Just spraying bullets into a crowd.
Representative Mike Bishop of Michigan said, quote, he was hunting us at this point, end quote. Bishop was standing at home plate when the shooting began, said the gunman seemed to be firing in series of two shots at a time, a technique known as double tapping, where you send off bullets that kick up gravel on, or rather they said sending bullets that kicked up gravel on the baseball field as they struck the ground. Quote, there was so much gunfire you couldn't get up and run. Pop, 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 pop. It's a sound you could get up and run.
You might be better off if you got up and ran. I don't know.
If you see the bullets leading each other one way or the other, then which way do you run? Because obviously he's going back and forth, then what they reported earlier as a quote unquote showering the field.
But wouldn't you be better off
those,
running?
Politicians are certainly glad that open carry is outlawed in Washington, D.C., because it sure would be nice to have an armed person come up and pop this guy right in the back of the head while he was doing this. But by God, no, we have to keep guns out of the hands of madmen. We have to keep guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens because madmen don't give a damn about your stinking laws. But none of this makes any sense, does it? I'm angry about guns, and I want things done about guns, and I want crazy people not to have them, and I don't make any sense.
I realize we're 5 months into Donald Trump's presidency, but here's how Bernie can still become president.
Just shoot enough of the Congress people.
But then Bernie's not even in the line of secession.
That's true, because he had to give up his Senate seat to run, right?
No.
I presume
he's still in the Senate.
No kidding.
He's just not in the line of secession.
Not at all? I mean, if you shot everybody between him and whatever the line of secession is.
So was it like the Rand Paul where you could still run for Senate even if you didn't make it through the primary?
Rand Paul running for president was completely different than Bernie running for president because Bernie was not up for re-election last year.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's why Kentucky, because Kentucky's legislature was majority Republican and they wanted to help their boy change the process in Kentucky to where it was no longer a presidential primary. It was a caucus. That way Rand could still be on the primary ballot for his Senate seat and continue his presidential campaign without having to forego the primary / caucus in Kentucky.
I think it's worth pointing out here, Tom in New Hampshire had called in and was very jubilant about this particular shooting, specifically because police were shot. And we ended up talking with him about, why not, blame these politicians for being the ones who create the laws that the police are following, these bad laws like the war on drugs, for instance. And he just kind of dodged it and really didn't have much to say about it. Like, he wants to give them a pass because they're not the ones carrying the guns. But as you pointed out, Mark, if you hire someone to pull off a hit, you're just as guilty as the hitman. You're the person responsible for hiring that person. And so the politician should be held to some level of account for their actions, but I don't think that violence is the solution. Even though violence is what they use as a tool, that's how they play their game. They're more than happy to, crush some heads under their jackboots. But, we need to rise above that as far as those of us who believe in changing the system, believe in liberty. Because if you embrace the violent tactics of the state, you've just lowered yourself to their level, and you're never going to have a peaceful society if violence is your means.
Well, I'm unsurprised that somebody felt so threatened that they used violence against the politicians.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised either, and I don't feel sorry for him either.
What I'm surprised at is that it doesn't happen more often.
Mm.
There's 310 million people in the United States.
Right.
They're all being threatened all the time by the political process,
by government. Yeah, a bunch of them are angry.
And, the people are angry, they're passionate, and I'm surprised this kind of thing doesn't happen more often. I don't think it's effective. I think it'll just cause them to stop playing baseball games against each other. The fact that he had to go find them at a baseball game shows that they're not very exposed.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Free Talk Live AMP program that allows you to get behind Free Talk Live for $5 a month, and then we invest that $5 per month into Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations across the United States. We're on over 170 of them right now. We can have more. I mean, there's probably as many as 500 or 600 that we, in theory, could have, because I think Rush Limbaugh's on somewhere around 600. So, you know, 200, 300, that'd be pretty
now,
nice.
Now, I'm going to ask this sort of, you know, pedantic question. Is Rush on 500 or 600, or has he been added to?
Yeah, good question.
Because those are two completely different. We've been added to well over 300 stations.
That's true.
But we're not currently on over 300 stations.
That's right, because radio stations change formats, or they go out of business, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I haven't gone through and audited the other hosts.
I don't think they put an affiliate list up.
In many cases, they don't even put up an affiliate list. They just give you a number. Yeah. But I know that Dave Ramsey, who is also an independently syndicated show like we are, claimed to be on 585 at his banner that was at the most recent Talkers event.
Yeah, he's a real performer. There's no doubt about it. Whatever the exact number is, he's on a lot more than we are. So we could be on more. You can help us with that, and that helps get the message of liberty and peace and freedom and cryptocurrency out to new listeners who've never heard those ideas or taken them seriously before. So we can help with that, and you can help us do it for $5 a month. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only Facebook group. Go and get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with Bitcoin, with credit card, or PayPal. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, we're going to give Sarah one more try. She called back in, and supposedly her line is working now. And we can hear you. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, okay, good. Sometimes I have a cheap phone with a cheap service that's called Cricket, so I get bad reception. It's a cell phone.
Mm.
So
yeah, Mark just tried one of those cheapy services, and it didn't work out for him.
No.
Freedom Pop, was it?
Yeah, it didn't work out well.
Yeah, that's so great.
So
what were you calling about?
I just want to say that, you know, this 2 cent gas tax that's supposed to be put on, well, it's going to be fought over, constantly fighting back and forth. We're not going to know until, like, 4 weeks before when the early voting starts. Like, September 1st, we'll...
Is this in
we'll
Albuquerque? This is the Albuquerque proposed
The Albuquerque proposal that the city council, I believe, is voting on whether to place on the ballot.
Mm. It always seems these gas taxes that are... like put on the locality is always very difficult because, well, I mean, people that drive in and out of town, they're just going to get their gas outside of town. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, the thing is, here's you know what the big fight argument is now? They want to amend that. They're so mad that if there is a 1 penny that goes to the ART, the rapid transit, that people are fighting over that because they want to write the amendment excluding that.
Isn't it ugly to have people fighting so much? Isn't it distasteful to have people at each other's throats over these things, Sarah?
Well, I mean, it's so silly. The whole thing about raising this tax is to improve sidewalks, the bicycle lane, and improve intersections.
Now, just think, if you didn't propose raising...
So why are you charging people that drive cars for fixing the sidewalks that they're not driving on?
Well, you know what? They try to kill the pedestrians every day.
No, they don't try to kill. They're not playing Grand Theft Auto Go of 50 points for taking out the pedestrian on the right sidewalk.
If they were trying to get you, they would have by now.
Well, the thing about it is that I want them to pay for my sidewalk because I don't buy gas. What's wrong with that?
Well, why shouldn't the walkers pay for the sidewalk and the drivers pay for the road? I mean, doesn't that make more sense?
No, but people that walk and ride bikes, we pay taxes too and pay for the roads for the drivers to drive on.
She might be right about
that. There's certainly some crossover there, yeah.
How about this? How about nobody pays taxes anymore, and the people that want roads could pay for those roads, and the people that want sidewalks could pay for sidewalks?
Well, you know, it sounds kind of good, but...
All right, we're finally in agreement. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. You know, I remember back there was this local show here in Keene, New Hampshire. It used to be on Saturday mornings called Talk Back, and it was hosted by local politician Cynthia Georgina, and it was on for years. It's finally she finally retired from it, but I think she's like in her 80s. Anyway, I would call in to that show frequently, usually on a weekly basis, and talk about some sort of libertarian stand on an issue. And, of course, when education would inevitably come up, because 60 or 70% of everybody's tax bills out here in the western side of New Hampshire go towards the government school system or the government indoctrination system, I would frequently bring up...
The middle-class welfare babysitting day prison.
I would frequently bring up the idea that, hey, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could just consensually or voluntarily fund these government schools and, you know, get them out of the hands of the government. And she would admit that, yeah, that sounds like a nice idea, but it's not possible. And
it's just, probably not possible for one politician to do.
Not for one politician to do, but the defeatist idea, this mindset of...
It is a daunting, daunting task.
Sure, but if you don't believe it's possible, then it never will be.
49 out of 50 states have public education actually written into the Constitution.
Mm.
New Hampshire's the only one that doesn't,
as I understand it. But there's a Supreme Court case, isn't there?
But there's a Supreme Court case called the Claremont decision that essentially takes the word cherish.
Right. The New Hampshire Constitution does say that... The state shall cherish education. It also says something about seminaries and the arts, but yet nobody has, you know, used some weird loopy interpretation on those to mean that the state should fund religious institutions to teach people how to be clergy, or that the state should wind up buying every crappy piece of art because we're supposed to cherish art.
And it's an excellent point, right? So if we could get that turned around, but essentially what you've got to do is you've got to stack the deck so thoroughly with libertarian politicians that I think it's the governor, Darrell, that appoints the Supreme Court nominee. The nominates the Supreme Court justices.
There. I believe so. The governor locals. Also decides who is on the Board of Education. There are a bunch of things that in New Hampshire are political appointees that in most of the rest of the country are elected positions.
All the judges are political appointees here.
Yeah, so if you you would have to get basically a libertarian governor in place, mm-hmm. and then have a bunch of libertarians appointed to, you know, the Supreme Court whenever they die off or whatever, and then these other Board of Education positions. And, you know, it could be that the town would then be responsible for some, you know, low-level education. Okay, well, give every kid a laptop and an internet connection and let them learn. That's how my son's learning, right there on the internet. All the great education you need right there on the internet. Now, I'm not saying that every kid can learn the same way. I wouldn't be so vain and bold to say that. But that's what the government school education system says. Right? Like, they're all going to learn this way. I went from being on the dean's list with a 3.6 grade average, more than a 3.6 grade average, in private school in eighth grade to ninth grade going to a public school and flunking out of two courses. Mm. That just goes to show, I mean, you're clearly dealing with a kid that can handle, you know, the education if it's done well. Well, that's what happens when you turn teachers into bureaucrats.
It's true, and I think that those things are going to be possible as more people move here, as part of the different migrations that are going on. There are a couple different active libertarian voluntarist migrations that are, you know, bringing thousands of people here. Thousands of people have already moved, and thousands more are pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire. And we're seeing them coming in. It's the summertime, or it's coming up on summertime here in New Hampshire. And we're getting ready to head out to Somalia Fest, and then the Porcupine Freedom Festival happens after that.
Somalia Fest needs a new name.
Yeah, I didn't pick the name, dude.
Why don't you move to Somalia?
Right, that's what it's all about. Yep.
So
the fiends are brilliant.
It's a big,
God,
giant libertarian inner joke.
It is. Yeah. I recently met a libertarian couple who moved not too long ago, and they didn't sign up
for anything.
So
you got people who've signed up for these movements and are moving, but then there's the people who don't like to join things, and they're coming as well. And they're coming because we're having success. They're coming because it makes sense to combine efforts together to achieve liberty in our lifetime. They're coming because we're having not just political success, but there's been, you know, some really epic civil disobedience that has gone on here that has gotten a lot of attention, I think, you know, rightfully so. The Libertarian Party has really started to shine within just the last year since Darrell and Roger Paxton took over the chairman and vice chairman roles there.
You deserve a certain amount of credit for that, too, but yeah, Darrell and
Roger. I don't
deserve
any credit for Darrell winning the chairmanship. No, he did that on his own.
No, you started back in the Libertarian Party here in the state.
I recorded some videos of them. I mean, that's
you
nice.
You did more than a hell of a lot of people
right, well,
have.
Thanks, but Darrell gets all the credit with Roger and the rest of
it,
the board of directors.
The rest of the AC gets the credit.
Yeah, they've done a lot of real great work, and the third non-libertarian state rep is going to flip to libertarian coming up within the next couple weeks.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. SaveItPurse.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.